You're listening to Vatican Radio.
European Union leaders meeting in Brussels are pushing ahead with controversial plans to send tens of thousands of migrants fleeing war and poverty back to Turkey. They're trying to hammer out a deal amid deep divisions over how to handle Europe's biggest refugee emergency since World War II. Stefan Boss reports that the plan is aimed at halting a fresh influx of refugees within a month.
Dutch Prime Minister Mark Rutte, whose country holds the rotating EU presidency, is predicting that migrants will stop leaving Turkey within 3 or 4 weeks. As the EU-Turkey summit began in Brussels, the Dutch leader told reporters that it is crucial to reach an agreement with Turkey's Prime Minister Ahmet Davutoglu by Friday.
There is no alternative, so we have to come to a deal, otherwise the situation in Greece will stay very difficult and the humanitarian crisis will increase. As the West Balkans route has now been closed off, people cannot leave Greece, so it is crucial that we come to a deal now and tomorrow.
Turkey is the source of most refugees heading across the sea to Greece and seen as a key partner to contain the influx. Under an EU agreement, Turkey would stop migrants from leaving and take back from Greece all new arrivals not eligible for asylum. For every irregular migrant returned to Turkey, EU nations would take in one Syrian refugee from Turkey, up to a total of 72,000, in a process supervised by the United Nations Refugee Agency, UNHCR. Yet striking a deal won't be easy. Belgian Prime Minister Charles Michel said Turkey's negotiating tactics, in his words, sometimes resemble a form of blackmail. It was in apparent reference to Turkish demands to receive more aid to deal with the crisis, some $6.6 billion, roughly double the amount that was previously pledged. Turkey also wants speed up EU membership talks and visa-free travel for Turkish citizens. Additionally, European unity looks increasingly fragile after more than 1 million migrants, including many fleeing war-torn Syria, arrived in Europe last year alone. Hungary's Prime Minister Viktor Orban has already said that any deal with Turkey must include assurances that his EU member state won't be forced to take in a quota of refugees. Despite the tensions, Greece said it wants EU leaders to hammer out a deal that will not only halt the flow of refugees, but also offer a legal way for refugees to resettle and start a new life in Europe. For Vatican Radio, I am Stefan Bos, reporting.